Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Friday, 29th of May, and here is mostly sunny on 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says very warm with periods of clouds and sunshine, a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and at night strong evening thunderstorm in spots, otherwise partly cloudy. Temperatures from low 26 to high of 37 and with heat index of 46. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is really high on 10. Possibility of precipitation is on 57%. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 83%. Let's browse through first some events which gonna happen this weekend. Tomorrow we are invited to visit the center at 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon for a live rock concert with three Tamil independent music bands, Jano, Orca and Sean Roldan and Friends. They are on the mission to reach out the people directly through their music, and they are taking coastal tour from Chennai to Orca, playing at different places. On Sunday, the invitation has gone from Unity Pavilion to Aurelians, members of AVI, Sri Aurobindo Ashram, Sri Aurobindo Society, Golden Chain Fraternity, World Union, Sri Aurobindo's Association, and all those who are working for the fulfillment of the aims and ideals of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, to come together on Sunday, 31st of May, at Unity Pavilion from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow, between 2:30 to 5 p.m., in the U-Lab in Upasana, Aurushilpam, we are invited to participate in the next session of Integra Entrepreneurship Laboratory, which is one of the milestones, outcomes of the Auroville Retreat and part of the Economy Action Group. And after the successful open house session, they are planning several thematic sessions to assist aspiring new and old entrepreneurs in Auroville. So the next session, they want to cover the subject of human resources, and they will invite experienced experts from Auroville to explore the themes on recruitment, training, performance and work culture in Auroville. Otherwise, Resident Assembly Service reminds us that our feedback is invited on Auroville's latest set of town plans. L'Avenir d'Auroville has recently published a detailed development plan for the development of Auroville's physical city, created in association with Camilo José Sela from University in Madrid. We can check and delve into online version. Please read the text. Otherwise, the plans, the Resident Assembly Service will display the printed plans on boards at each room in the first floor of Town Hall. Up the stairs and look right, you will see the Resident Assembly sign. Some feedback has already called for a general meeting to discuss these plans, and here clarifying statement from L'Avenir. Some feedback has expressed concern that the plans are inaccessible and very technical, so how do we feel? So we are invited to examine these plans carefully and communicate any feedback, comments or suggestion and constructive criticism as soon as possible, so that L'Avenir d'Auroville has time to respond and discuss the feedback received. But if you look shortly through the plan, which focus on residential zone sector 1 and 2 will become the first part of the town where development is carefully planned and consciously implemented. Following this detailed plan will be created and applied in the entire city. The detailed development plan is based on the master plan from 2004 and the Rogers and Jarre model of city from 1968. The detailed development plan of the residential zone builds on the notion written to the L'Avenir's mandate 2007, which includes the following aims: 50,000 Aurovillians residence population target, 4 zones, residential, industrial, culture, international, Matrimandir with 12 gardens and the Matrimandir Lake, the crown and the city center, the lines of force giving the shape of galaxy, about 50% of the city area to remain green, detailed city planning and development based on the master plan in a spirit of experimentation and innovation, and search for beauty. For more information, we can contact L'Avenir d'Auroville or Resident Assembly Service. Next Saturday, June 6, we are invited to the screening of the Lilith Fashion Show movie, which is a critically acclaimed and intensely stylish short movie. With some brief presentation from the designers will precede the screening. The movie and the presentation will be short and together will be less than 30 minutes. And afterwards, the viewers are encouraged to mingle and discuss the movie's many layers of meaning and artistic implications downstairs in the visitor center amphitheater, where ambient lights and music will support the mood. So that will be next Saturday, not tomorrow, June 6 at 8 p.m., starting at Zephyr Cafe above the visitor center, and then we will move down to the amphitheater. Tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at Solitude Farm, we can participate in an informal outdoor painting session with Satya. For more information, we can call her 94861450 72. Let's remind you that the bakery and the bakery cafe will be closed today and tomorrow because for their yearly maintenance work. From Blue Light comes an interesting information about the electronic equipment we should keep safe from the lightning strikes. As you might notice that the 2 weeks back, the city was struck with two lightnings which damaged both nights many of our modems and computers. So the ASCIANs actually they posted a really detailed plan how to proceed in the case of storms, or actually how to prevent our equipment be damaged by striking light. We hope you enjoy the new programs this week. And Miriam and Ren are beginning to create an editorial map to help ensure that we cover our current issues in a timely fashion and to work on topics or programs we think will interest you. These steps will help us for the organization of our FM station. Once we get a grip on this way of working, the team and volunteers should work done more efficiently. To ensure the continuity in the radio, the first step achieved was to receive a regular monthly budget from the BCC, and the next step would be to add some regular maintenance that attached to this activity. Those along with a regular fundraising drive, we hope that all these steps will help to ensure stability, quality and progressive programs for our community radio station. We are always looking for interested persons to join the team or to take up some aspects of work. There is room for artists, geeks, journalists and more. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on Saturday at 8 p.m., they will screen an international comedy fantasy, Ted, made in USA in 2013 by director Seth MacFarlane. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we will see animation action, Big Hero 6, made in USA in 2014 by director Don Hall. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m., at the Billy Wilder Fest, we will see crime drama, Witness for the Prosecution, made in USA in 1957, of course by director Billy Wilder. And the mother wrote, "I always look upward. Beauty, peace, light are there. They are ready to come down. So always aspire and look up in order to manifest them upon this earth." And here's another interesting quote from John Smallman. "To experience oneness is really not that difficult. It is just a question of waiting patiently and allowing it to happen. To allow means that you do not attempt to be in control of the moment, of the situation, you just accept what arises. And if nothing arises, do not concern yourself about it, because nothing arising is very, very close to oneness. Oneness is a state of alert attention, a state in which you observe your feelings, your thoughts, your environment, noises and smells, people or things passing, but do not engage with any of them, so that you are always ready for and aware of the next thing. Thought, feeling or sensation that arises in this now moment, the only moment that has real meaning." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orbitradio.org.